from London, BBC Caribbean Report. Exiled Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide says any negotiated settlement must include the removal of Army Commander Raoul Cedras. Dominica's Prime Minister, Dame Eugenia Childs, is worried that Europe may be wavering on its commitment to the Banana Protocol. And a member of the European Parliament says Cuba has a lot to be proud of. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Initial enthusiasm for last weekend's OAS-brokered deal for the reinstatement of Haitian President Aristide has already started to wane. Last night on ABC's Nightline program, the exiled Haitian leader renewed his call for the removal of Army Commander-in-Chief Raoul Cedras. He made it plain that under the OAS deal, he was prepared to grant a general amnesty, except for what he called common criminals. President Aristide has frequently referred to Cedras as a common criminal. This evening, I telephoned one of Aristide's major supporters in Port-au-Prince, Antoine Ismary. A Palestinian by birth, Mr. Ismary was one of the main financial backers of Aristide's election campaign. He confirmed the president's determination to remove Cedras as a precondition to any negotiated settlement.